Hi, everybody. Welcome into Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey.
Hi.
And we've got a great show planned for you. We're going to kick it off with social,
yeah.
So everything you might have missed this week. We also have Everson coming up in purple ink.
Yeah.
That will be cool.
Got big arms and great tattoos. Then we're going to have Kentrell Brothers, a linebacker, of course, for your Minnesota Vikings, who can actually sing like an angel. Wait till you
really?
Hear how good
I
he
didn't
is.
Know that.
And then we welcomed Jimmy Butler to town, brand new Timberwolf. Now the Timberwolf season has started, and we took him to U.S. Bank Stadium, let him look around a little bit. So all of that coming up here on Vikings Connected. But first, after last week's loss, this is kind of how we're feeling today. But now it's time to get social in case you missed anything on social media this week. Take it away.
Yeah, we started off with Sendeo serving up some coffee.
Every day's National Coffee Day, but this was spectacular. Look at him.
What a treat for the fans. I wonder if they knew he was going to be there when they walked in.
Probably not, but when you walk in, you see that beard, you're like, I don't know who this guy is, but he's going to serve me some sweet coffee.
No, Mike Floyd checking out Kyle Rudolph making some burritos.
Now, have you seen this yet? Because look how precise for Second Harvest Heartland Kyle Rudolph is. With his great tattoos and his sweet muscles, and now he's making me a burrito. And listen.
His attention to detail is
everything
outstanding.
About him is perfection at this point.
Are you going to have him on purple ink one time?
Yeah, absolutely. Wait till you see these tattoos. We'll get that done. But I love his tattoos. I love his muscles. But more than anything, he makes a mean burrito.
I desperately want
a
burrito right now.
Look at all that sour cream. Now, this one you got to love as a parent,
this
right?
This is amazing. This is me right here.
Strength coach, Alabama.
These are my kids.
Take the phone away. We're playing a football game, sir. Please. Yeah, I know. I have to do that to my coworkers on the power trip.
I really, all
the time.
Look at his face.
Look at his face.
How dare you take my life away from me.
That's my phone.
It's my outlet.
Yeah, see, you don't do this to a potential recruit, but you do that to a freshman. Okay, here's the thing. This is called the Wildcat formation. This is Jay Cutler, the quarterback, split out to the right, and he really works his hardest on this play. I mean, he's a guy that's known for his effort level, and you can see why here on this exact play. As he stands there with his hands on his hips, only thing missing from this play is I'm surprised he didn't have a cig sticking out of his mouth.
Yeah, right.
He looks like, yeah, absolutely he does. I don't know. Hell of an effort there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in London. I can't wait to go to London.
I know! I can't wait to go together.
Are you going?
Yep. I know it. You know, Bills Mafia is known for taking down the tables,
it's a babe
right?
This time.
They give a babe and a dude.
Yeah. Table got
sweet
him back.
Sweet revenge.
Table got
I
him back.
I kind of feel like, though, the way they landed, he might have planned that.
Oh, look at this. No, I don't think so, because she landed on her teeth.
Okay.
But... Yeah. Watch. Now watch her go. She goes face first. She starts jumping. This is fun. And then teeth first. Oh, my goodness sakes. And then finally, the last one of the week, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen these excessive celebrations from college football teams. This one happened to be, of course, against the Golden Gophers, and this is Maryland, and this is excessive juice.
Come on.
Bam, 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 bam.
That's
Boy, that was a
celebrate.
Heartbreaker. It wasn't a great weekend for football this past weekend. It wasn't a great reason. A lot of reasons it wasn't a great weekend.
It was still fun to watch.
Yeah, well, the Vikings game was not really fun to watch.
I still love them.
Well, listen, every week's a new week, and we have a brand new week right now. And you're all caught up on the old social media.